I'll keep tonight's copy relatively short as far as the audio, mainly because this WASDE report beat my expectations as far as supportive features for corn and cattle, more neutral to the wheat, more disagreement with the USDA on the wheat, specifically on the Russian crop not going down, and pretty much in agreement completely in terms of the soybean number, except the Argentine crop being raised a million metric tons, I feel like is a bit premature and too early since they just now got planted in beans and they're just now starting to plant corn. So we got a whole production cycle left, and it does look like that this weather in Argentina and the Pampas region specifically could become an issue in terms of limiting or curbing or curtailing some production. We'll know that, you know, in the next 15, 30 days, I suspect. But the WASDE report is just one piece of the puzzle. It's a big newsmaker week this week. A lot of data coming out, a lot of price drivers. Very supportive from a standpoint of the WASDE report in the supply side, with the world stocks tightening in corn, wheat staying very tight at 32% stocks to use ratios, soybeans not really changing much, going down some, but not changing too much, still around 32.7% stocks to use ratios. But we still have the Federal Reserve, and that's a big deal, especially this month, because some of the economic data is making some of the traders think that we could be hawkish in the Fed in December and January, especially with President Trump's victory and him coming in and taking over in mid-late January. And what I mean by hawkish is that the tilt, as the trade would say, and the consensus for the Fed could be more of let's not cut too much, or even let's stand on our sit on our hands for a couple months and not do anything. We really have to watch how that treats the dollar, because that dollar, crude, copper, soft red wheat kind of trifecta is really what's key in this market. And why I say that is because after today's trade and the corn rally against the beans and even the wheat corn spread is now down to about $1 a bushel, and it's in feed grain territory. So we've got the cash corn, as you see in the chart, supporting. The Brazilian corn price is going up while the Brazilian bean price is going down. That supports the corn, not the beans. And the wheat market is more of a neutral bias. I want it to be the leader of the upside, though, because I think the corn could run out of gas at that 460, 465 level. And we just have to watch that very closely as we get the data from the Federal Reserve. And as you can see by the headline about China's exports and imports, overall very disappointing for the most part in the trade's mind. So we're getting this Chinese economic policy meeting kick-started either tomorrow and then get some more news maybe Wednesday night, maybe Thursday. But the key will be, what do they do as far as stimulating the economy? What does the dollar do? What do the bond yields do? That's still very much at the top of my list. And that goes right back to the cattle and the fact that the negotiated cash price of 191 matches with USDA's 2025 average price now. They bumped it $3 in the 2025 steer price for cash. But we also have to realize that the stock market is going to play, and the dollar is going to play, I think, a lot more of a heavy role in this livestock market in 2025. Why? Because how net long the funds are in the livestock. And I'm not going to beat that horse any more than I have to tonight. But I think it's just as important as it was before, because we're raising prices, raising expectations. That gives the funds more reason to be long, but at some point, I think things will probably have to catch up to them. So when I look at the livestock sector, there's really not a lot of changes. It fed the bull and the cattle. Still very worried about the Chinese hog market and the hogs in general pulling down the cattle. Having said that, I heard today there might be an outbreak of PRRS east of the Mississippi River. One of my clients told me about that. I'll be waiting to hear more from him on that. If you hear anything in Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, Michigan, let me know, because that could become a force, as the H5N1 has become a force for supply in poultry and supporting the red meat market. Jumping back, final word on the report for the grains. As I said in the midday update, the soybeans are the hole in the bucket. We still have a leaky bucket with big supplies in soybeans, pre-report and post-report. So to me, the beans are still the leader to the downside. If we could get the meal to make a low, the funds cover shorts and the beans, that I think would change a lot of the dynamic. And that drives us right back to the dollar against the Brazilian real, because we're still near a modern day record high in the U.S. dollar against the Brazilian real. And it drives us right back to the Chinese economic stimulus. So it comes around full circle over and over again. We're just starting on this heavy news week and heavy information week. So we'll keep you posted. Have a great night. And thank you for your business, and hope you're happy with the analysis after today's report.